Bobby Buck and Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.
Let's turn our mind, though, to this finding in the New South Wales Court of Appeal in favour of the singer Jo Cooper, that she's allowed to keep her dog inside the apartment, even though the animals have been banned. We'll get to what the ramifications are for strata across the state, but let's hear the story first. Jo Cooper is that person who's been fighting for it. What, about 5 years, Jo?
5 years, 2.5 months.
Wow, okay, not that you're counting.
It has been a very, very long time. Take us back to the beginning of this and why you decided to go to the courts.
I didn't decide to go to the courts, to be honest, and never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd end up here. Mm. Long story short, there have been pets in the Horizon for 22 years.
Have they?
For those who just one moment there. For those who don't know where the Horizon building is or what it is, just describe it for us, would you, Jo?
Yeah, sure. It's a huge high rise in Darlinghurst. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would call it very prestigious. It's a beautiful Harry Seidler building. Mm-hmm. Sadly, though, internally we have a few issues, and pets are one of them. Mm-hmm. So, the operational law is hide your pet. That just didn't sit right with me. So I simply asked, can we change it to reflect the reality? And it snowballed from then.
Okay, yeah. Well, it also became quite acrimonious. I believe this has caused a lot of tension in that building.
Oh, huge. It's terrible. It's unnecessary, but it's been a shock. So, you know, you start something, but you just don't think people could be so unreasonable and so cruel. Unfortunately, that was the case.
Because what happened here was that the other residents of the building, they were not really happy with you wanting to change the law.
But also to clarify, it was only 30% mm-hmm. who voted. Mm-hmm. 70% have never voted on the pet bylaw. Mm-hmm. I had comments in the lift from people saying, you know, I'd love to side with you, but I don't want to get harassed, because that was a sad reality, mm-hmm. and it still is.
Right. Well, you know that this finding, though, is going to change the process for strata laws right across the state, and not just for animals, obviously, for a whole range of different things. How do you feel about being at the centre of that?
Proud. I don't think the restrictions on strata owners, you know, are really fair. It's still our home. Mm-hmm. As long as we're respectful, I don't think people should interfere in what you're doing in your home. Your home.
Well, this must be a huge relief to you, because the court also ruled that Horizon should be liable for the cost of all the hearings, which could be as much as $500,000. Do you have an exact amount yet, Jo?
No, we don't have an exact amount, but it is a lot of money. Mm.
And has Angus the miniature schnauzer, has he been aware of this in any way?
No, probably one time when he picked up on my stress, but other than that, he's oblivious. I gave him a big hug, and whilst I was ugly crying, and yeah, no idea. Yeah.
All right. Well, look, it does raise a lot of questions, and we might move on to what the ramifications are going to be. But Jo, thank you very much for your time this morning, and say good day to Angus.
No worries.
Cheers.
I will. See Thanks for having me.
There is Jo Cooper. She's the musician at the heart of this. Yeah, like we said, fairly acrimonious battle, court case that's been going on about having pets in the Horizon. But, of course, it means that this is really going to change things for strata laws all over the state.
Mm, that's right. Karen Stiles joins us. She's the Executive Officer of the Owners Corporation Network. They represent strata owners. Hello, Karen.
Morning, Wendy and Robbie.
You're a pet owner, we hear, Karen.
I have been in the past,
right?
Okay. Not currently.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is not about pets per se,
no,
or is it?
It's much broader. It's much broader than pets, Wendy. It's about how we make social agreements to live in, you know, close proximity to each other.
Okay. Well, what are the flow-on effects of this decision that you see?
Well, if the court is saying that a decision made by 75% or more of the community is not enough, we now need to work out what is. There's about 1 million people living in strata now, and mm-hmm. it's the fastest growing housing option. So we really need to get the ground rules right for strata living. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just, you know, my home is my castle, but a bit higher up. It's about cooperative living. In the US, they call them co-ops, so people know what they're getting into. Unfortunately, here, we're still coming to terms with what it means. We've got a strata review coming up in November, a five-yearly review of the strata laws. That's actually the best place to have this a deep conversation about what's going on and the consequences of decisions that are made. Mm-hmm. OCN will be writing to strata owners to explore how we contribute to that strata review.
Sure.
You know, on the best way to set and uphold social agreements in this close
right.
living.
So you were saying, let's just say that we're in a strata development, and let's just say that everyone in that building says, we don't want any pets in this building. We all agree we want a pet-free building.
Except for one person.
No, but except for one person. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah. And that means that you will not be able to be pet-free in that building. Is that right? Is that what the new law means?
The court ruling yesterday, do you mean,
yes,
Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it means that bylaws may be challenged by owners who are not happy with the status quo. That's going to create a lot of confusion and conflict and an enormous workload, I would think, for the tribunal to work through all of those issues.
Okay. Look, Karen, I noticed that in amongst all of this, there have been some very, quite hyperbolic advertisements that have been placed around in various newspapers saying, look, if this goes ahead, democracy as we know it is in peril. Some people are saying that this is, and perhaps, I don't know, what do you think, are saying that it's actually going to underwrite the democratic process for people who live in strata buildings. Is that overblown or is that realistic?
Look, it certainly does interfere with the democratic checks and balances that are already included in the strata legislation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been a tried and tested process. It may not be perfect, but it's the best system that we've been able to create to date to find a way of coexisting as harmoniously as possible.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, look, it's big news, of course, and we'll see what happens as the year goes on. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Karen.
Thanks, Wendy and Robin.
Thank you.
Cheers. There is Karen Stiles is the Executive Officer of the Owners Corporation Network, representing strata owners, and before that, Jo Cooper and her dog Angus. Mm. Well, Angus wasn't actually on the radio, was he?
No,
strictly
he wasn't
speaking.
On the radio. No. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, if you do, as I say, want to create a place where no one smokes and then someone's got medicinal cannabis or something and they want to challenge the bylaw. I mean, it's really fraught, isn't it? If you can overturn the majority of owners in a block.
Mm. It is going to create some real issues, I know.
I think what is also pending, as we understand, is that this may go further. It may go to the higher court.
I don't know. This is the New South Wales Court of Appeal. I'm not sure what the...
I just had a note here on the screen.
Yeah, okay.
Which has just evaporated as I'm talking, saying that there was a possibility right. that it might go a bit further.
Okay. A few texts about this one. This is Graham in Michenbury. People have no idea how painful dogs barking in apartments can be when the owners go to work. Mm. Living in apartments for the last 4 years, I'm so happy to be out because the people that have no respect for others in the nearby buildings and their own apartment, says Graham.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got? Here we go full circle again. This will create another opportunity to find out why pets in apartments were banned in the first place.
Now, the Court of Appeal ruled that a blanket ban on animals infringed the limitation that a bylaw must not be harsh, unconscionable or oppressive.
Mm.
So they're basically saying that if you can't have an animal that is harsh, unconscionable, and oppressive.
Yeah, that was their finding. Polly in Darlinghurst, unfair to the owner who's allergic to dogs and other owners who are afraid of dogs, and a concierge who is afraid of dogs. I don't know, we're not talking about a huge Alsatian here, are we? We're talking about a schnauzer. But anyway, let alone the valuable artwork being peed on.
Mm.
She, Polly said urinated in inverted commas there, just in case I wasn't sure what she was saying. Ms. Cooper could have gone to a building that allows pets, says Polly. I wonder if Polly is in the said building.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that the barrister involved in this, Richard Gratian, he said that the effect of this is extremely far-reaching. It's now not possible to have a blanket ban on animals. If there is to be any ban, then it has to be tailored to protect the amenity of other lot owners. So a bylaw can only exist to restrict, say, barking dogs or screeching cockatoos. So looks like, you know, you have to have a bylaw against a poorly behaved animal.
Lura.
Kasua.
Wurunga. You haven't heard of Wurunga?
Hunspee.
Blackcap.
Rosehill. Oatly.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer.